Once the sages had come together and they had put a question on the table, who is the greatest of all? So one sage said, the sky is the greatest of all because the sky is everywhere. Then one sage said, but the cloud covers the sky, so the cloud is even greater than the sky. Then one said, no, but the wind moves the clouds, so even the wind is greater than even the clouds. Then one sage said, no, the wind is stopped by the mountain, and therefore the mountain is even greater. And then another sage said, no, the mountain is held up by the earth, and therefore the earth is the greatest. And then one other sage said, no, God is even greater because God holds up the earth. They all looked at each other and they said, yeah, good point. God is the greatest. At that moment, God appeared and God said, you're all wrong. Because my devotee holds even me. In the Bhagavatam, it's explained, Sadhavo Ridayam Mayam, Sadunam Ridayam Taham, Madanyatena Jananti, Naham Tebhyo Managapi. Krishna is saying that the devotee is in my heart, and I am in the heart of the devotee. The devotee knows nothing else but me, and therefore, devotees of Krishna are worshipable. Sometimes people come to the temple and they say to me, how is it when all of you come to the temple, you bow down before Prabhupada before you bow down even before Krishna? The reason we bow down to Srila Prabhupada is because great, pure devotees like this give us access to Krishna. In this chapter of Bhagavad Gita, chapter 12, Krishna spends pretty much the entire chapter talking about the qualities of the devotees that make them very dear to him. Every verse Krishna is ending, Bhakta Same Priyaha. Devotees who have these kind of qualities, they are very, very dear to me. And therefore, we can read these chapters of the Gita and sections like this, and we can ask ourselves, am I developing qualities like this? Am I becoming this kind of Vaishnava? If I'm not developing these qualities, how will I endear myself to Krishna? And therefore, the practice of spiritual life is not just a practice of activities, but the practice of spiritual life means to change our character. We must actually become saintly devotees with Vaishnava qualities. This is very, very important. Before we try to change the world, we must try to change ourselves. One Christian archbishop, he said, in my youth, I was trying to change the world and I realized it's impossible. Then I thought, let me at least change my town. And he said, that was even too difficult. Then he thought, let me at least change my family. He said, that was even difficult. Let me at least change my wife. No comment. In my old age, he said, I'm realizing maybe if I had changed myself, then maybe by seeing the change in myself, my family would have changed. And with the help of my family, maybe I could have changed my town. And maybe with the help of my town, I could have changed the world. The global revolution starts with the personal resolution. As Gandhi said, be the change you want to see in the world. And therefore here Krishna is saying, are you becoming this kind of devotee? Are you having these qualities? If we don't have these qualities, we may do so many activities in Krishna consciousness, but it will not attract Krishna's attention. Srila Prabhupada, before coming to the West, he was a pharmacist. One day, one of his godbrothers, OBL Kapoor, came to Srila Prabhupada and he said, I want medicine, I want a tonic. Prabhupada said, what would you like? He said, I want the tonic that you are taking. Prabhupada said, what do you mean? I'm not taking any tonic. He said, no. I want you to tell me which tonic you're taking that makes you such an advanced devotee of Krishna. Prabhupada smiled. And he said, oh, that tonic. I have not been able to manufacture that tonic just yet. But I do know the formula. He said, yes, tell me, what's the formula? What's the formula for the tonic that makes you such a dear devotee of Krishna? Prabhupada said, that tonic, the formula, that's an open secret. And one day I will teach that secret all over the world. Yes, what is the formula? Prabhupada said, Tranadapi sunichena, darodapi sahishnuna, amanina manadena, kirtaniya sadahari. This is the key. This is the key to the spiritual world. This is the key to Krishna's heart. Become more humble than a blade of grass. Become more tolerant than a tree. Learn to offer all respects to others and not expect any respect for yourself. In this mood, chant Krishna's names and you will conquer Krishna. You will conquer Krishna's heart. And therefore here in the final chapter of the bhakti chapters, Krishna is glorifying the bhakta. And he is ending every verse saying, bhakta same priyaha. And therefore we look at these chapter, we look at this chapter and we look at these verses and we reflect on our own life and think, am I becoming this type of devotee? Hare Krishna. So I'll hand over to Navadeep Chandra Prabhu, who now give us a summary of chapters number 7 to 12.